Welcome to the Sports Guru Podcast with the Sports Guru himself. I mean, it felt good to just be checking in. We ain't had no sports since, March 12th. Now it's April 25th. You mean the draft started on Thursday. It's Saturday morning, 1:22. You mean? So I just feel like, you know, talking that talk to y'all. So let's get it. We're going to dive right into it. Round one of the NFL draft. First overall pick was to the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow, LSU. First pick, no brainer. Washington was picking number two. Y'all know who went next. Chase Young, Ohio State. After that, Detroit, Jeff Okuda from Ohio State. Back-to-back Ohio State boys. Burrow went to Ohio State too before he transferred to LSU. So three players that all was teammates at one point on the same team all went the first three picks. Andrew Thomas from Georgia, I feel like that was a reach for the Giants. I feel like with that pick right there, the Giants should have grabbed Isaiah Simmons. He's the most versatile player in the draft. I feel like they definitely should have got Isaiah Simmons. Or they should have just traded down and collected some more picking assets. The fifth pick was where it got interesting. I'm so glad Miami didn't do what they did years ago with Drew Brees and pass up on Tua. I'm so glad they got Tua. Let Tua sit this year behind Fitzpatrick and Rosen, and then let him pop out next year. There's no need for Tua to touch the field. Let him get 110% healthy. Let him get that hip right, and let him be cool. Let him let loose that left. He's a left-handed quarterback. He's deadly. They'd have passed to him. They'd have regretted it. I've been saying it for the longest. Tua give me Russell Wilson vibes, straight like that. He played just like Russell Wilson. He a left-handed quarterback. He dropped dimes. Like, he dropping dimes like he'd be on the corner somewhere. So that was a good pick for Miami. The LA Chargers got Justin Herbert out of Oregon. I'm not sold on him. I'm really not sold on him. We're going to see how that pick pay out. I guess he's going to either play sometime this year or next year because Tyrod Taylor for now is the quarterback. The Chargers should have just signed Cam Newton, and with that pick, they could have got like another position. They didn't really need to get Justin Herbert from Oregon. I'm really not sold on him, bro. He was like check down Charlie, a lot of short intermediate routes. With the next pick, the seventh pick, you know, the Panthers, they drafted Derrick Brown for Auburn. I like Derrick Brown. He a monster. I kind of thought that the Panthers was going to go to D-tackle because they really love D-tackle and linemen. But the Panthers should have got Isaiah Simmons, too, just like the Giants should have got him, or even the Chargers at six should have got him. They should have got Isaiah Simmons. So who got Isaiah Simmons was the eighth team that was picking. That's the Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals read up this offseason. They traded David Johnson, got D-Hop. Kyler Murray going into his second year, and then you put Isaiah Simmons on that defense with Patrick Peterson returning healthy, Buda Baker, Byron Murphy back there. He probably going to take Hassan Reddick's spot. Chandler Jones just led the league in sack. Isaiah Simmons is the most versatile player in the draft. He can play safety, linebacker, outside linebacker, slot corner, outside corner, a hybrid. Whatever you need him to do, he could do. The ninth pick in the draft was C.J. Henderson. He from Florida. He went to Jacksonville. He a strapped down corner. The 10th pick to close out the top 10 was Jared Willis, Alabama right tackle. He going to go protect Baker Mayfield so he won't get sacked no more. But I'm not about to run down all 32 of these picks. I'm about to just start, you know, giving it to y'all how I give it to y'all. A pick I liked a lot was the Henry Ruggs pick. I thought it was forced at 12. I felt like Ruggs could have went between. I'm surprised he was the first receiver taken. He gave me heavy Tyreek Hill vibes, and everybody know the Raiders. The Raiders like speed. They love speed. So, I mean, that was a good pick for them to open up the field for Derek Carr because you're going to need that to counter with Tyreek Hill in Kansas City and them boys is doing over there in the AFC West. And then I like the pick with the Bucs at 13, Tristan Wirfs from Ohio. He's one of the better linemen in the draft. I think the Giants should have got him at 4 over Andrew Thomas. I like him. But while we on the Bucs, they signed Tom Brady in free agency. That was a good move. And then Gronk comes out of retirement and signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They get an offensive tackle. They might go running back in the later rounds of the draft, but the Tampa is going, they loaded. They loaded, they deep, they nasty. It's monstrous. It's just monstrous. They traded up from 14 to 13 with San Fran. San Fran traded down the pick and got Javon Clinlaw from South Carolina at D-tackle to replace Buckner, who they traded to the Colts, and they're going to trade him for more than they're going to get him for the value. Buckner just got over $100 million. He coming on a first-round contract, so they get him on a super discount, like a super sturdy discount, and probably the same production and not better. Denver read up at receiver this draft. They drafted Jerry Jeudy from Bama at 15. And then in the second round, they got K.J. Hamler from Penn State with that speed. They give it and then pair them with Cameron Sutton and then Noah Font that they got over there with Drew Lock. Denver offense with Melvin Gordon. Oh, I'm out ahead of live tweet that from the computer right now. I'm at work right now and giving it to y'all. Oh, let me tweet that. Denver got Melvin Gordon, Noah Fant, Jeudy. Who they got? Jeudy, Sutton, and KJ. Nasty. And Phillip Lindsay. And Lindsay's still there. That's nasty. I like that pick for Denver. Denver having a real good draft. Shout out to Denver that real good offseason because they was able to bring in Melvin Gordon with a running back, change of pace back with him and Phillip Lindsay. That's a good pick. What other picks in the first? Oh my gosh, the 17th pick in the draft, the Dallas Cowboys select CD Lamb, wide receiver, Oklahoma. The fact that he fell to 17 and he was the third receiver taken, knowing he was the best receiver in the draft, Dallas didn't have a need for him because they got Coop and Galloway, and then they got Zeke Elliott, but they still drafted him because they know the Eagles wanted him at 21. It's beautiful to me. Oh my gosh, you gotta love it because the Eagles did it to the Cowboys with Dallas Goedert two, three, 4 years ago. They did that. Dallas returned the favor, but they get the best receiver. Him and Coop, and then you got Zeke. Dak don't got no excuses. They don't go to the playoffs this year winning the division. It's a problem. I'm rooting for the Eagles this year too. Y'all already know why. I ain't gonna jump into that. So, matter of fact, shout out to the Eagles too, signing Will Park. Shout out to my guy. But CeeDee Lamb, that was the steal of the draft. They got the third best receiver in the draft at the pick 17, and he was the second receiver taken. I can't make this up. I cannot make this up. The Eagles get on the board at 21. They select Jalen Rieger, whatever his name is. I like Cuz, but not at that first round pick at that value. I feel like at that time you got to get Justin Jefferson. I just feel like Justin Jefferson should have been a pick at 21, but he went at 22 to the Vikings. I like Jalen, but I feel like that was a reach for that position. At that pick at 21, I know his pop played defense and inner D tackle for the Eagles, but in the last 2 years, 2018, Jalen put up 72 catches, 1,061 yards, 9 touchdowns. The year that just passed, he put up 43 catches, 611 yards, 5 touchdowns, right? Y'all staying with me? Okay, hold on. Let me get y'all Justin Jefferson, who went the very next pick to the Minnesota Vikings. Justin Jefferson last year put up, I know the stat off my head too, but he put up 111 catches, 1,540 yards, 18 touchdowns. He damn near meshed or outproduced Rieger 2 years in 1 year. Even though he had a better quarterback play, he played in a way harder division. Rieger is a Big 12 player. They usually just run post routes and fly routes. That's like a high-scoring conference. But I just feel like for the Eagles to do that, that was a reach. And then they draft Jalen Hurts in the second round. That made me mad because I actually wanted Jalen Hurts to go to the Steelers. They drafted Jalen Hurts with the 53rd pick. So when they drafted Jalen Hurts, what that tell me about that is, Carson Wentz, you get hurt too much, bro. You hurting yourself too much. When they need you the most in the playoffs, Wentz, you hurt. You ain't dead going to war. You had Josh McCown going to war. Nick Foles was going to war. Like my man Cliff said, Nick Foles winning the Eagles the Super Bowl was the worst thing to happen. And now you're going to put more pressure on Wentz getting hurt. He get hurt again, and then Hurts coming to produce. That might be Hurts' team in a year or two. The pressure is on. You don't trade up. You don't draft him that high to sit him on the bench for 4 years. The pressure is on. The front office is tired of the injury prone. They're tired of it. Wentz, they're tired of it. I mean, and I feel like that was a wasted pick. I feel like they messed up a lot of people's draft board. I feel like the Eagles should have grabbed another receiver. I think Mims from Baylor was still on the board. They could have did anything else, but they really didn't need to do that to get Jalen Hurts. But I would love to see him in some packages with Wentz, give defensive coordinator something else to think about. And that was a second-round pick. But hold, let me get back to the first round. Same way Carson Wentz is on those. Aaron Rodgers is on notice too. Jordan Love from Utah State. Now, he had a down year last year. He had a new coaching staff. A lot of his players from the year prior left, whatever the case may be. But Jordan Love, and I was talking to my boy about this yesterday. Jordan Love, you watch his college tape. A lot of the throws he was making and the way he played would give you Patrick Mahomes vibes. Not NFL Pat Mahomes, but Patrick Mahomes and Texas Tech vibes. Jordan Love is a gamer, and they put Aaron Rodgers on that 1 or 2 year clock. You one of the greatest throwers of the football that we've seen in NFL history. And you got one Super Bowl, and you just got smoked in the NFC Championship. Right there, that let me know that the coaching staff, that new coaching staff that's in Green Bay, that front office, the clock is ticking. 1 to 2 years, I think that's gonna spark something in Aaron Rodgers this year. He should have a good year. With the 28th pick, the Ravens always seem to get players that's like tailor made for them. They grabbed Patrick Queen from LSU, middle linebacker. He's gonna replace the Ray Lewis, the C.J. Mosley. He's gonna step right in there for the next 10 years. He's a dog. That was one of the better picks of the first round. Now, the pick to me that confused me in the first round was the 32nd pick. The Chiefs drafted Clyde Edwards Hilary. I'm going to just call him CEH. I felt like DeAndre Swift, who went to Detroit in the third round, I felt like he should have went 32nd after the Dolphins passed over Swift, because the Dolphins could have got Swift at 26. They traded that pick to Green Bay. They went and got Jordan Love, or they could have got him at 18 when they went lineman. But I think Swift was clearly the best back in the draft. It's surprising to me that he was the second or third back drafted this year. That I'm still flabbergasted at that. But nevertheless, the Chiefs, that was a... I guess that was the Andy Reid pick. Andy Reid, like who he likes. So, you know, I'm rocking with Andy. So, to me, day one of the draft, Dallas won. As soon as they drafted CeeDee Lamb, they won. Day two of the draft, I think the Patriots had a good draft. They drafted Kyle Duggar, the D2 safety. They were able to get Josh Etch from Michigan and the Ravens. The Ravens are having a great draft. They got J.K. Dobbins from Ohio State in the second round. Can you imagine him and Lamar Jackson running the read option? That's nasty. That's despicable. But the first pick in the second round, I like what Cincinnati did, too. They got T. Higgins for Joe Burrow. He still got A.J. Green there and Tyler Boyd. So I like what they're doing. The Bengals having a good draft. The Browns having a good draft, too. I think the 44th pick, they got Grant DePlete from LSU to safety. I like him a lot. My only knock on him is his tackling ability. But I think the pick for the second round that I like a lot might be the DeAndre Swift at 35 to Detroit. They got Marvin Jones. They got Galloway. They got the tight end that they got from Iowa last year. And now you add Swift to that with Johnson, the running back Johnson that was already there. Oh, man, they offense could really be good. I like what they're doing. I like what Matt Patricia doing also on the defensive side. I like they got Okuda yesterday, and they get Swift. So you get an SEC talent, and you get a Big Ten talent. Excuse me. I like what the Detroit Lions is doing in the draft. I'm definitely – I like what they're doing. I like what Tampa did in the second round at 45. They got Antoine Woodfield Jr. from Minnesota. I personally think he was the best safety in the draft. He had 85 tackles, 7 interceptions. He had 3 forced fumbles, and he had a tutty last year. I also like what my Steelers did. Chase Claypool from Notre Dame. He's 6'4", 235, 4'4", blazing speed, 66 catches, 1,037 yards, 13 tutties last year. So we still got round 4, 5, 6, and 7 to go tomorrow. What other picks did I like in the second round? I like the Cam Akers from Florida State. He went to the LA Rams. I think that's a quality good pick for them to replace the production with Todd Gurley. Ooh, Jonathan Taylor, he went 41 from Wisconsin. He went to Indy. I like that for Indy with Phillip Rivers. Get him a good running back. He ran 4.3 speed. I didn't really see that on the tape, but he ran a 4.3 40. He's one of the most productive and one of the better running backs that we had, that we seen in college football history. So, I mean, that was a good pick for them. Who else? Ooh, Dallas got Trayvon Diggs from Bama. I like Trayvon Diggs from Bama. He's not a shutdown corner, but he's a quality corner. He come from the SEC. He versatile. He can play slot, and he can play some safety. I think that's a good pick. Now, I don't know how Adam Tremont from Dayton, the tight end, is still on a board in the third round. Did he get drafted? Let me confirm that he's – no, he got drafted by the Saints. I'm glad the Saints took him off the board in the third round. There's no way that young man was still sitting on the board. Let me see, third round, he good. I like Zach Moss with Buffalo to go with Singletary. He got drafted in the 86th pick. Zach Moss, straight power, bruiser. Singletary for Buffalo. They could change the pace. So that was a good pick for them. Who else won in the third? Any good, interesting third round picks? I like the linebacker, the outside linebacker, Devon Teller, that the Eagles got. He a dog. He came from the Pac-12. I like him a lot. But the pick of the third round, I would have to say would be... I like what Jonah Jackson did, what Detroit did with Jonah Jackson, Ohio State offensive guard. He's a hell of a lineman, but that might not be the pick of the round. Ooh, the Patriots got a – I got to text my boy Reek. The Patriots got a Fernay Jax Jenkins from Alabama, the outside linebacker. I wanted him in the later rounds. I didn't know he went. The Patriots had a monster day two. They had a lot of picks with day two, and they capitalized with a lot of these picks. They drafted a tight end. They got a linebacker. The Patriots doing what they got to do to be successful. We got round 4, 5, 6, and 7 tomorrow. It's crazy, though, that Jake Eason is still on the board as a quarterback. Jake Farmer is still on the board. You know what's more crazy than me? Outside of the draft, that Cam Newton is still a free agent after the Panthers released him. Now, my personal opinion is maybe the Patriots, if they don't draft one of these quarterbacks in the draft, they sign Cam to a 1-year contract, 2-year contract. There's no way Cam is still a free agent. Like, I understand why Jameis Winston is a free agent, but Cam Newton being a free agent is just like, bro, that's not that. Like, that's not that. Even though Cam got ass a little bit after the Super Bowl when Von Miller took his soul, but that's definitely not that. Even that, Javion Clowney's still a free agent. He lowered his price. I mean, even though he don't got the 10 sacks plus a year he should have, he's a monster against the run. He's one of the most disruptive players in the league, and he's a beast. He shouldn't even be a free agent no more, but... I mean, yeah, Jake Farmer and Jake Easton might be the best player still available overall. And Florida running back LaMichael Pern, he's still up there on the board. He is speed, so I would love for the Steelers to look at him because we really need some speed coming out the backfield. We for sure need some speed. Let me see, who else still on the board? Well, most of the guys I like in college is off. Oh, no, that was the running backs. Let me see. Hold on, y'all. I'm giving it to y'all live and direct. Bryce Hall, cornerback from Virginia. He's still on the board. I like him a lot. Albert. I'm not about to pronounce his last name. Albert O from Missouri. My opinion, he was the second best tight end at the Adam Trumont, who went to Dayton, that went to the Saints. I don't know how he's still on the board. KJ Hill for Ohio State. He a speedster. He's still on the board as a receiver. Now, what I want the Steelers to do, I think we need some speed, and we need to build the trenches up, build the interior. That's what I hope we do. But yeah, that's it for as far as, you know, the draft talk and the free agency talk. I had to give it to y'all. I should have checked in with free agency. Matter of fact, let me give it to y'all some more of the free agency. I'm giving it to y'all. I ain't about to stop. Hold up. I mean, free agency been popping, and I feel like I'm lagging. So hold on 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Hold on. Where this thing at? Hold on, y'all. I'm going to give it to y'all. Another news, though. I miss sports. I miss sports bad. Like, I miss it bad. I don't know how I made it this long. I lost count how many days it's been. I know it happened March 12th, and I know the day April 25th. So, other than that, that's all I know that's popping. Free agency popping. Let's get it. All right. Hold up. Yeah, Tom Brady went to the Bucks. That was a good join. Drew Brees resigned 2 years, 50 M's. That was sturdy. Dak trying to get all this money, franchise tag. He tripping. Dak, you need to sign a contract. Now, moves I liked it in free agency. One of the better moves to me that I like, that I enjoy personally, was I like Teddy Bridgewater to the Panthers. I think that was a solid move. I think that was a great move. I also like Chris Harris to the Chargers with Derwin James and Casey Hayward and Desmond King. I love Chris Harris playing a slot for them. Who else got shipped out? Melvin Gordon, again, I spoke on that. I liked him to the Broncos. That was a good joint. Logan Ryan still unsigned. I'm flabbergasted at that. The Eagles got Hargrave from the Steelers. They got a monster at D-tackle. He's going to be in the middle really manning stuff. Justin Simmons from Denver, he franchise tag. Shaquille Barrett franchise tag. Coop got five years, $100 million. Amari Cooper, he earned that bag, though, for sure. And I ain't going to lie. Coop earned that bag. He been out there doing his thing. He's doing his thing for dollars the last year and a half. He's been doing his thing. I like what Detroit did getting Jamie Collins, even though he's 30. I like them giving him 3 years, $30 million. Dallas did good. They got Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. I forgot that they got Ha-Ha. That was a sturdy joint. The Dolphins had a good free agency, too. They was able to get Shaq Lawson, and they got Byron Jones. Now, that contract Byron Jones got, his contract was ridiculous. $82 million, 5 years, and I think he got like 2 or 3 career interceptions. I don't think he worth that much paper, but if you like it, I love it. I mean, Kendall Fuller went from the Chiefs back to the Redskins after the Redskins drafted him. That was a good one. Free agency was all right this year. It was definitely all right this year. Emmanuel Sanders went to the Saints. Drew Brees keep getting weapons. He still don't do nothing when he get these weapons. Mariota went to the Raiders. I forgot about that. That's dirty. I love Eric Ebron to the Steelers. And the dumbest move of the whole free agency the whole summer was the Texans trading D-Hop and not getting the first rounder for him and getting David Johnson back. Like, this man hasn't produced in 2 or 3 years on the football field. I like, Mackenzie Alexander went to the Bengals. I ain't know that. Also, my man Will Parks signed with the Eagles, returned back home on a one-year contract. I like him replacing Malcolm Jenkins. He's a hybrid player, hybrid defender. He wear a lot of different hats, and I think the Eagles secondary going to be better. I think they front seven going to be sturdy. They still need to get an inside linebacker, though, middle linebacker, Saturday with these last three rounds of the draft. Von Bell went to the Bengals on a 3-year contract. That's sturdy. I didn't even know he went to the Bengals. Von Bell liked that. I was just going to work with him in Madden. Yeah, that's it with free agency. But right now, as I sit here, the playoffs supposed to be underway. The NBA playoffs. The playoffs is not underway right now because of coronavirus. Prayers out to everybody that's affected by this. Everybody stay safe. Keep practicing social distancing. But I'm hoping we sit here, it's April 25th, by May, June, we got some clarity with the sports. I hope at least the world is back in order, man. I ain't gonna lie, I miss sports, man. I miss just watching pregame warm-up, stuff like that, or just watching basketball, football, baseball, hockey. I ain't about to keep watching WWE or watching rewinds. And I don't even know when the next time I'm gonna be able to give it to y'all like this. Maybe the NBA draft, maybe soon within the next 30 days, we get the sports is back, we get a game or a boxing match or something I can check in on, or we get some type of breaking news that's worth talking about. But I just had to check in with the people, give y'all some draft talk, some first round talk, my opinions on everything. And I mean, thank you for listening. This is Sports Guru. I'm out.